Hello, this is Ash Rowan, Rosa Radney's assistant. Before we get started with part 5 of Rosa's interview, I wanted to let you know that you can learn more about Rosa's work at www.masteringmagicwitchcraft.com, or you can check out her blog at www.rose-ariadne.com. Enjoy part 5 of the interview.
Well, it seems that there is so much to know about Wiccan religion, and the question always comes in, if you're interested in it, is it ever too late to start, or too early to start? Well, basically, is it too late if you're, say, 80 years old to learn about the Wicca religion?
Never. You're never too old to learn. Are you ever too old to have faith and believe in things? They say that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, certainly, someone who has 60 years of disbelief, maybe even lack of self-confidence to overcome, does that mean that they're unable to change their mind and focus their life in a new direction? No. I'm a firm believer that everyone and anyone who wants to work and dedicate themselves to a religion or to strengthening their inner self and making things happen in their life, they can do it no matter what their age is. It only requires belief, dedication, and that's not something that, you know, is only allowed to the young. You know, belief and dedication is something we can put into practice every day in our lives, no matter what age we are. It's a principle of who and what we are. We learn something new every day. No one tells us what we have to learn. We can choose to learn what we want to learn and what we want to dedicate ourselves to. We can choose to make a difference in our lives anytime we want to make the effort.
All right. Well, this next question that I have is reminds me of that old 50s or 60s, maybe 70s. No, I don't think it was 70s. Probably earlier, where the singer says, "I'm going to put a spell on you." Well, when you put a spell on someone, will it really come back on you, as they say, times three?
Again, that's a matter of what you believe. As I mentioned earlier, I don't believe that we can do bad things without drawing bad energy back to us in the process. Like attracts like. I don't think that you can escape the repercussions of negative acts any more than you would want to escape the benefits that come to you from doing good and attracting good things into your life. It's a matter of where your focus is. And if you're going to continue down a negative path that continually causes harm to others, if you can believe in the right of causing harm to others and feel justified in doing so, how can you not attract other negativities to you by that continued train of thought? I mean, like we talked about just a few minutes ago, emotions are a physical presence that you can feel. And most of these people who are doing these negative things are doing them from a place of anger, or from hurt, or from, you know, hatred. Hatred is such a strong word, but obviously there's the balance in love. But if they can create a physical presence, how can you not believe that they won't also draw other negativities to you? So I don't know if it's a matter of actually, you know, three times three coming back to you, or, you know, some people believe that if you send out good things will come back to you times three. If you send out bad things will come back to you times 10. I think it's a law of averages. I just think it's a matter of when you send things out, you have to be aware that you're attracting that like energy in the universe.
In other words, there are consequences.
Exactly.
And they're usually the same as what you send out.
Exactly. I don't think you're going to escape those consequences.
From what you're saying, it sounds very much like the explanation for why some people who put out harmful energy are just as successful as those who put out beneficial energy, because it's all in the their intent, their belief.
Exactly.
And magic has no judgment, does it?
No, it has no good or evil.
So it just is, as you said earlier.
It just is. Unfortunately, you do have those cases where people will send out harm to other people, and all you see is good coming back to them. I think that that's probably because they honestly feel justified in what they're doing, and they don't realize that they're truly hurting others. They think it's for the better good of something else. You know,
they're well-intentioned, in other words. But
they're well-intentioned, and I think that they put those blinders on over their eyes that actually mask their emotions. They don't see what it is that they're really doing, and so they're reaping good benefits, But most of us don't, I don't know, I believe that the ones that of us that have been raised in the right way, we know that there is that inherent difference between good and bad. And so we feel guilty when we do things. Yeah. I think that guilt is part of that negative energy that comes back. Mm-hmm. So can you do bad things and not have repercussions? I think that sooner or later it's going to catch up with you one way or another.
Well, actually, this is so very fascinating. I'm sure people might be getting very much into this or interested in it anyway. So I would like to know, as well as many people, where can you find a teacher or a coven, or how do you contact people who follow this same path, this Wiccan path?
Well, I did mention in my course there is a list of several different locations that you can go to on the Internet when you want to find a coven. Finding a teacher is a little bit different, actually finding a single teacher, although you can find them within a coven format. One of the things you do want to be careful of is finding a teacher that's going to charge you for their services in order to teach you. I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, buying a book or something like that. I'm talking about someone who's going to make you pay, you know, $50 an hour for sitting down and teaching you how to actually go and become a witch. You know, just like in any other principle, you are then not devoting your energy into the spirituality of it, or the teacher is not putting their energy into the spirituality of what they're teaching. Their focus is more on the money. Mm-hmm. It's more of a material thing. It's not so much of a spiritual thing anymore. By going to the Internet, I think that that's one of the best places. A lot of covens will list their covens and what meetings they have and when they're coming up on the Internet. They'll let you know whether it's an open group, whether it's a closed group, whether it's by invitation only. Another good way to locate people in coven groups is maybe to check out your local metaphysical shops or your occult bookstores, supply stores that are in your area. They're usually a gathering place for those people that are looking for supplies or even just looking to connect to others. You know, sometimes it becomes a gathering place in and of itself. I'd highly recommend looking at some of the signs and things that I tell you to watch out for in my course. And that's probably because they're, with any group, you're going to have the good groups, you're going to have the bad groups. You need to make sure, if you're looking to work within a coven capacity or with a teacher for that matter, take the time to find one that works for you, you feel comfortable with, and they believe in the same principles that you believe. If it doesn't feel comfortable, then you need to be looking elsewhere, because you're not going to get anywhere and you're not doing them any good either.
Well, that has been really, thank you so much. That has been so fascinating. I'm sure our listeners have also found it to be equally fascinating. So I want to thank you, Rose. I know that people who would like to have more information and are looking for answers to these questions will go to some of the sources that you have indicated. I think that listeners can also take away a wealth of information from what you have just provided here in this interview. Listeners, if you want to go into further depth on these questions, check out Rose's course, Mastering the Magic of Witchcraft, where you can learn even more than what you've learned here today. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed part 5 of Rose's interview. Remember to visit Rose at her blog, www.rose-ariadne.com, and also take a peek at her life's work at www.masteringmagicwitchcraft.com.